is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed pride that Charai Diyom Maidam of Assam is being included in the UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani yesterday, the Prime Minister highlighted that it will be the 43rd site of India in the list and the first cultural World Heritage Site from the Northeast. Elaborating on why it is such an important place, Mr. Modi said, Charai Diyom was the first capital of the Ahom dynasty. The people of the Ahom dynasty traditionally kept the mortal remains of their ancestors and their valuables in the Maidam. Prime Minister added that the Maidam is a symbol of reverence for the departed kings and dignitaries of the Ahom Empire. Prime Minister termed it as a great feat for the Ahom Empire to sustain from the 13th century till the beginning of the 19th century. He stated that the principles and beliefs of the Ahom Empire were so strong that they kept this dynasty alive for a long time. Mr. Modi also recalled unveiling the tallest statue of the great Ahom warrior Lachit Borphukan on 9th March this year. Union Minister of Tribal Affairs Jual Oram said that there has been a growth of 73% in the allocated fund to implement schemes linked to the welfare of tribal community in the country. Addressing a press conference in Agartala yesterday to highlight the important aspects of the Union Budget 2024-25, Mr. Oram said, Rupees 13,000 crore will be spent on the schemes meant for tribal community in the country. He said that Budget 2024 categorically laid emphasis on the welfare of poor, empowering women, employment for the youth by enabling them to become skilled and subsequently entrepreneurs and to ensure that the farmers prosper by selling their produce at a standard rate. He said 14 projects under Northeast Special Infrastructure Development Scheme have been approved for Tripura with a cost of 458 crore rupees. The minister said that Pradhan Mantri Janjati Unnat Gram Abhiyan scheme will cover 63,000 villages in the country and it will lay thrust on augmenting the infrastructure such as road connectivity, power supply and medical facility, among others. Union Minister of State for Minority Affairs George Kurian has said that the government is working for the inclusive development of the minorities and it is moving forward with the Prime Minister's vision of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikwas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas. The minister was addressing the valedictory session of the Lok Samardhan Parv held at Delhi Heart in New Delhi. On the occasion, Mr. Kurian distributed appreciation certificates to the participating artisans. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Thamang Gole met the newly appointed Governor Om Prakash Mathur at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. Om Prakash Mathur was appointed as the new Governor of Sikkim by President Draupadi Murmu. On behalf of the people and the government of Sikkim, I extend our heartiest congratulations, warm welcome and best wishes to Om Prakash Mathur on his appointment as the Governor of Sikkim, shared Chief Minister Thamang. The Governor assured us of his valuable support and commitment to provide guidance and necessary assistance to our state. Overall, the meeting was fruitful and reassuring with a shared vision of advancing Sikkim's tourism and allied sectors and ensuring the prosperity of the state and the people. He added, National Testing Agency NTA has declared the result of the Common University Entrance Test CUET Undergraduate 2024. The entrance test was conducted for over 14.99 lakh registered candidates. These candidates had applied for various combinations of subjects across 283 central, state and other participating universities and institutions for the academic session 2024-25. The examination was conducted between 15th May to 29th May at various centres located in 379 cities, including 26 cities outside India. According to NTA, the result of the candidates is in the process of being shared with the universities and candidates are advised to be in touch with the concerned universities and institutions for further details. In a significant event marking his final days in office, the Governor of Meghalaya, Phagu Chauhan, participated in a tree plantation ceremony at Raj Bhavan Shillong. During the ceremony, he planted an amla tree sapling symbolizing his lasting legacy and dedication to the state of Meghalaya. An amla tree sapling was planted in honor of the First Lady Srimati Murahi Devi, who joined the ceremony virtually, adding a heartfelt touch to the occasion. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.